welcome back to another episode of Be a Better Baddie. My name is Quenisha, and I am your host, coach, teacher, and fellow baddie. Today, we're going to be talking about how you can create an environment that you can thrive in. I've been reading the book Atomic Habits, and I was at the part where James Clear started to emphasize the importance of creating an environment that supports your positive habits, development, and maintenance. And he was arguing that our environment shapes our behavior and influences our habits so much more than we realize, which, duh, right? If you want to stop drinking alcohol, but you have a full bar cart on display, you're probably going to have a more challenging time quitting. If you are going to start taking your dog out for more walks, but her leash and her collar are uncomfortable for both of you, let's say the collar's uncomfortable for the dog, leash uncomfortable for you, you're probably not going to walk that much, right? Last example, if you want to start working on a book, but you never create the conditions to do so, you're not going to do that. When you finally decide to set a goal and pursue it, you must adjust your environment to reflect that goal and the identity that you'd like to adopt. I am the queen of curating my environment to whatever goal I'm pursuing because I'm very, very sensitive to my space. If my environment isn't optimized for whatever I'm engaging in or the mood I want or the goal that I'm trying to achieve, I will be changing it. I will be. The gap between where you are and where you want to be is going to be closed with action. And sometimes that action is you getting the right space. And I'm not just talking about physical space in this episode because we love to declutter. We love to rearrange things. We love to add things. That's super important, but that's not the only space that you should be worried about. We're also worried about our mental and our emotional space. You want to have a healthy relationship with all dimensions of your space. And that includes adding things or removing things to have the optimal space. So in this episode, I'm going to break it down into two main points: how to optimize your external environment and how to optimize your internal environment. Okay, so we are going to start with the external. So one, you want to create the perfect space. You can do this through a number of ways. First and foremost, decluttering is a must. You need to get rid of things that no longer serve a purpose in your life and are holding you back. Decluttering is the key to happiness, essentially. Studies show that when people declutter things, they feel a sense of freedom and liberation, and they kind of reclaim a sense of control in their life, making them feel more competent and more efficient. Now, when you declutter things, it's not only a matter of you getting rid of things. I think when we speak about decluttering, it's always donate it or try to sell it. Like, you don't always have to do that. Sometimes decluttering literally means organizing. So that pile of clothes that keeps growing in the corner of your room, yeah, I'm talking to me. Wash it, fold it, hang it up, put it away, you know? Your bathroom counter that has all those little cute knickknacks and all those skincare products that are, they're useful, but they're just sitting there. Get some bins, put some things under your counter, and stop buying new products. So the decluttering process doesn't always mean I'm giving this away, I'm throwing this away. It could also mean just organizing a particular area that just has way too much clutter. So whether you're getting rid of things or organizing your belongings, the purpose still remains the same. I want you to have a clean environment that is free from distractions. When your eye catches sight of these things in the wrong place, it distracts you. And you keep thinking about, why isn't it in the right place? You don't want to keep doing that. And I don't have the, you know, tidiest place, meaning I always put things away when I'm supposed to. I have clothes that start to collect. Mugs are something that love to sit in my office. I will have 6 cups sitting on my desk at the end of the day for no reason. So one of the things I've started saying to myself is when I see this happening, because I know I'm a person that will allow clutter to accumulate, I say, I am the type of person who puts things away, not down. Think about the difference between that. You putting something away back in its home versus just putting it down where you are. When you just put things down, they start to stay there. And that is one of the primary ways that clutter starts. The second part of creating a perfect external space is to actually introduce items that will support you. So if you're trying to unbig your bed, you should probably eliminate the junk food and introduce healthy foods. So in this case, you are getting rid of something and you're adding something that's going to help you along the way. You're probably going to introduce workout clothes into your wardrobe. Maybe you don't have workout clothes and you don't necessarily need workout clothes to work out, but it's pretty motivating to put on a cute outfit and work out in it, even if you're working out at home. I work out in all my cute outfits at home because it makes me feel better when I work out. If you have enough space, you can start introducing workout equipment to your home, right? You can buy a cute little ball. You can buy the little dumbbells, right? You can introduce equipment to your space, which is going to bring me to my last sub point of creating the perfect external space, which is to carve out a dedicated space if needed. If you want to start a podcast, where will you record that podcast? You need to carve out a space where you're going to work on your goals. So let me go back to working out. If you're going to start working out at home, make a little gym. Even if it's a corner in your dining room, put all of your things somewhere where you can see it, and that is your spot where you work out. Just create a little nook. If you want to maybe create a little nook for reading and journaling and praying, buy some cute little pillows, some art, put it in a corner. You don't need a whole room. You don't need a corner is just fine. It doesn't need to be fancy. It just needs to be something there to trigger your brain that says, oh, I have this new habit. I have this new routine that I want to start. Do that. I needed to create a space for me to create my podcast and to generally work. And that led me to create my office. Prior to being my office was my TV room. That's all it was deemed as, the TV room. And that's because I didn't have a TV in my bedroom or the living room at that point. Like, this was the room where I watched TV, and that was it. And I was just like, this could be so much more. So I really thought about it. I was like, I want to make this my space. Like, I want this to be my Be a Better Baddie headquarters. So I painted the walls. I got the desk I needed. I rearranged the furniture in here. I got new furniture and just literally made it my working space. So now it is my office. And when I come in here, it triggers me to work. So we just talked about your external environment. I want to get into the internal. So what is inside of your head that can hinder your success or lend to your success? So your negative self-talk, you living in the past, you being ungrateful, those are all concepts that do not contribute to a thriving environment. And I've done episodes on all three of these topics, so I highly, highly encourage you to go back and listen to them. But I'm still going to summarize each point. But still, if you feel called to one of these, you're like, I want to dive a little deeper into one of these. I'll try to remember to link them. So first, self-talk, negative self-talk in particular. Really think about what is the story you tell yourself when you fail and what is the story you tell yourself when you succeed? Why do you fail at something? Is it because you're a complete failure who just can't get anything right? Or is it because it wasn't your time, but you learned so much and next time you go for this, you will be better equipped? When you succeed, is it because you were prepared or was it because you just happened to be lucky, right? So there's a clear difference between each of those stories. One is clearly valuing yourself and finding value in your actions that you took, while the other is kind of saying, I wasn't worth this. Even if I succeeded, I was just lucky. I wasn't worth that win. You hear the difference between that? So those are the differences. I want you to have a strong story that describes who you are, what you're capable of, and what gaps exist. Because let's be honest, there are gaps. But people who are more honest with themselves and more cognizant of their gaps are more successful because they're more realistic and they know what they need to work on. You want a story that is not only accurate, but also empowering. The second thing you need to fix in terms of your internal environment is living in the past. Living in the past and holding on to negativity is a drag. It is a drag. Living in the past is going to prevent you from enjoying the present moment, which you will never, ever get back. So whatever happened in the past, somebody did something to you, you not forgiving that person. And I'm not talking about like something extreme, of course. I'm talking about like you got into an argument with your friend. I can choose to constantly dwell on that situation, or I can say it happened. I forgive myself for the role I played in it. I forgive her for the role she played in it. And I'm going to go on, because living in the past is going to do more harm to yourself than it's going to do to the other person. Holding a grudge can become a cyclical process, and it's not a good one. So forgiveness and acceptance is needed, because it's gonna help you feel more emotionally stable. You're gonna experience less stress, and overall, you'll be healthier. And studies also show that reliving any negative past incidents and emotions over and over again can make you feel like the incident happened way more recently than it did, despite the passage of time. So if this happened 10 years ago and I keep thinking about this situation over and over again, my brain's going to feel like this just happened last week. And my brain is feeling all the effects of what it feels like to go through that draining situation. The next mindset we're going to tackle is being ungrateful. I did an entire series on gratitude, and honestly, it changed my life. I know that that sounds a little cliche, but it honestly did change my life reading all the research, because research shows us that practicing gratitude has a profound effect on our lives. So psychologists at the University of Miami found that those who focused on gratitude experienced more optimism, exercised more, and had fewer doctor visits compared to those who continuously dwelled on the negative. They found that folks that expressed gratitude had higher quality relationships. They also saw that those who expressed gratitude to everyone in their life, right, acquaintances, coworkers, friends, partners, they had stronger relationships with those people and a deep sense of closeness. I want to share some practical ways to express gratitude, because we always hear, be grateful. You can do that verbal expression. You can say thank you to someone. A simple thank you really goes a long way, even if it's someone who is in your life every day and they do the same thing for you every day. Saying thank you is worth it. Small acts of kindness, so small gestures, those are impactful. Quality time, maybe a nonverbal cue. Maybe you want to give someone a smile or a hug. Or you can journal and do reflection activities there, right? So it's very easy for you to express gratitude to people in your lives. I think it takes the removal of your ego to truly express gratitude, because you're saying, I am happy that you were here. I am happy that you did that thing for me. Because in a sense, when you say thank you to someone, they kind of saved you, for lack of a better word. They filled a gap that you couldn't. And you saying, I'm grateful for you, is removing your ego. And then the last point I will make about optimizing your internal space, aka your mind, is to set ambitious goals that make you happy. When you set goals in general, just setting a goal, that is going to add more happiness to your life and alleviate stress. And then actually completing the goals is going to provide you a sense of direction. It's going to build your confidence, and it's going to help you see yourself in a new light. That right there, that's great for this mental environment. I'm tapping my brain right now. Okay. So when you're setting goals, I've done multiple episodes on this. One, make sure that your goal is positive, aligned, and centered around your actions. Two, incorporate flexible goals. All your goals don't need to be SMART goals. SMART goals are exhausting. They're draining. They don't make you happy. Three, think about the process. Process-based goals are so much more fun than outcome-based goals, because when you go through the process, you're becoming the person that is ultimately going to achieve the thing in the end. Next, plan frequently and create short-term goals. Everything doesn't have to be a one-year goal, a 10-year goal. Set a one-month goal. Most of my goals are one-month goals. I have my one-year overall vision, but really, I'm going to take and chunk that down to something that I can accomplish within a month. I will leave you all with this. Whatever you sense in your environment, you will act according to that. So create an external and an internal environment that you can thrive in. I am an achievement and a mindset coach, so all of these are things that I can guide you through for these next steps. If you've listened to this podcast episode and you're like, wow, I really do want help with these things, like I need support, I need someone to hold me accountable, I need someone to talk through all of these things with, I need someone to help me set these goals, I'm your girl for that. How to contact me is in the description box, and I will see you all in the next one. Bye.